In August, a fuel pipeline in Erie, Illinois exploded under a cornfield, sending flames hundreds of feet into the air. Dozens of people were evacuated. The pipeline was carrying a mix of ethane and propane. The blast is still under investigation and raises questions about who monitors pipelines that flow just beneath the surface. The short answer? It depends. The Illinois Commerce Commission regulates pipelines, but it's limited to checking non-hazardous lines that begin and end in the state. The ICC's Darren Burke says Illinois has a significant number of natural gas pipelines.
We're a hub. Everything came through Illinois at one time or another. It was a route to the east, and it was a route to the north, and that's where we needed the natural gas.
There are 63,000 gas mains in Illinois distributing gas to consumers. Burke says the ICC has a minor role in regulating oil pipelines, like the Flanagan South Project, currently being built in Livingston County.
If an operator wants to build a hazardous liquid pipeline in Illinois, they don't really need a permit from us to do it, but in most cases, they're going to seek a certificate in good standing, and that's required if they want to seek eminent domain.
That's what happened in the case of Flanagan South. All pipelines and others that cross Illinois borders are under the eye of the federal government, specifically the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA. That means the federal government is responsible for a lot of pipelines. Damon Hill is a spokesman for PHMSA.
We're looking to make sure that operators are following our construction and design requirements for pipelines, looking to see that they're using qualified personnel, looking at welding practices, making sure that the pipeline is being lowered into the ground correctly without, in a way that's not damaging the pipe material or damaging the coating of the pipeline. We also may look at pipeline operators' records to, again, making sure they're complying with our regulations.
The operators also have to monitor their own lines. Kevin O'Connor is a spokesman for Enbridge, the Canadian company who will operate the Flanagan South line.
We routinely run what are called smart pigs through the line, and these are highly sensitive computer systems. They almost look like a jet engine that kind of flows with the oil, and it's detecting, it can detect anomalies in the pipe.
So how can people find out who's responsible for the pipelines in their backyard? PHMSA's Damon Hill says that information is available to the public through a federal online pipeline mapping system, but the information is limited.
The pipeline mapping system is now restricted to only a county level, maps. It was not as restricted prior to 9/11, but after 9/11, it's become restricted because of security concerns.
Reporter Tina Casagrand wrote an extensive article with support from the St. Louis Press Club about the development of the Flanagan South pipeline starting in Livingston County. She says it took months to connect the dots of pipelines.
For me to find out that the original spearhead pipeline that runs adjacent to the proposed Flanagan South pipeline, to find out that that was built by Sinclair in 1952, BP bought it at some point, I'm still not sure when, and then BP sold it to Enbridge in 2005. To find that out took a lot of online research. The name that Spearhead is filed under is actually CCPS Transportation Inc. And then also kind of talking to the farmers, and they knew a little bit about the history.
If there is a history of incidents, Damon Hill says the information is harder to find.
Those inspection reports are not available publicly, but we do offer certain information following inspections. We put that information on our website, on our operator pages. It says when a pipeline was last inspected, what type of inspection was completed, and whether or not there was any violations or anything, or any enforcement actions taken against the operator.
For natural gas pipelines within the state, ICC pipeline manager Darren Burke says the commission watches new lines as they go in the ground. Inspectors also look at records and programs that are required under code at least once every 3 years.
A lot of the operators are inspected more frequently because they have more pipe, so we spend more time. We try to run a risk-based program. If an operator has older facilities or has had problems, we put more resources towards verifying that they're doing what they should be and that the issues are being addressed.
Burke says the ICC will start posting incident reports on its website. The commission is still working to build that database. Burke says residents who are unsure about who owns a pipeline or how deep it goes should call his office first. I'm Jenna Dooley.